In the name of God, our Father, who has created us, cares for us, and blesses us. In the name of God, our Son, God the Son, who has redeemed us and reconciled us unto our God. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who through word and sacrament has given to us the gift of faith. Unto this triune God be honor and praise forevermore. Amen. As you enter the office at the Indiana District, facing you is a rather large picture frame that has the logo of the district, or the seal of the Indiana District. It's a cross, and wound around the cross is a grapevine that's bearing fruit, and around it the words of our Savior from John chapter 15, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Now you'll notice that in that word of our Savior, there are particularly three elements that we can picture in our mind: the vine, the branches, the fruit. First of all, as we speak just in terms of the vine, that's where the life is. Not in the branches. You can break a branch off, it's going to die. But the vine won't be harmed. The vine will continue growing. The vine will continue with life. But more than that, as that life is in the vine, so also are the branches in the vine. And that's the point that Jesus makes in this word. Jesus says, if you abide in me. That word, in Christ, appears again and again and again in the New Testament. Jesus here brings that emphasis, in me, if you abide in me. I want you to think about that vine for just a moment. I can buy a vine at a nursery here in Fort Wayne, and when I ship that vine somewhere else, I can ship it to Tennessee or to Europe or wherever, but when I move that vine, in a sense, what happens to that vine happens to every branch that that vine will ever produce. The branches are in the vine. And in a much higher way, we are in Christ. Whatever, when Christ went to the cross, when he died for our sins, we were in him. And the price for our sin has been paid. His death, in a sense, then becomes our death for sin. As he walked this earth, as he lived a life of righteousness, sinlessness, we were in him. And his life and his righteousness counts for us and covers us. As he rose from the dead, we were in him. And his resurrection is our resurrection, even though we haven't yet experienced it. And as he ascended into heaven and reigns and rules, we are in him. We reign and rule with him to be finally completed at the great day when he returns again in glory. In Christ, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abides in me. But Jesus also speaks of the branches. He says, whoever abides in me and I in him. Not only we in Christ, but Christ in us. You know, that's true also of vines and branches, isn't it? It's, in a sense, the power of the vine that's in the branch. It's the vine that takes the nutrients from the soil and the moisture, and in the juice and in the sap as it flows into the branch, that's where the life of the branch is. Not only the branch in the vine, but if you will, the power of the vine in that branch. It's precisely here also that problems can occur. Probably you've seen a grapevine where the branch was partially broken off, or there was a split in that connection between the branch and the vine. And you'll notice that that's also where the insects like to gather, and it's possible for that split to widen until finally the branch dies and it's broken off. I think of in our lives how easy it is, as the split might begin to occur, for us, the insects of greed and of lust and of anger and of hate and of arrogance and of pride, how easy it is for those to be present. And when that happens with a grapevine, There's a cleansing that needs to occur. So also for us, the cleansing of that Word of God which speaks to us, that Word of God which speaks the law, that Word of God which speaks of the righteousness of a holy God who can't stand sin. And sometimes that can be painful, but indeed it's a cleansing that is to be necessary. But that same good Word which may cleanse the split is also that same Word which causes the connection to be strong. How important it is, you see, that we use Word and Sacrament not simply in an intellectual way. I know that in your studies, you're learning to use Scripture as a toolbox, if you will, for ministry. But we dare never let it become only a toolbox. It's okay to have that good Word as a tool. It is that, a tool through which God can use us to be a blessing to others. But that Word needs to speak, first of all, to me. That Word needs to bring not only the message of my need for forgiveness and salvation, but that Word needs to be used in a special way to bring that message of joy and of forgiveness, of fulfillment in Christ, of the fact that I am in Christ and that I have participated in His death and in His resurrection. To hear that good message, so that as we use Word and Sacrament, that connection to the vine may grow and be strengthened, so that the juice, the sap, the life of that vine may continue in each of us, the branches connected to that vine. You know, Jesus says that when it's that way, that when we abide in Him and He in us, then the same brings forth much fruit. You see, it isn't that the branch somehow works at the process of bearing fruit. Branches, in a sense, have fruit happen to them. It's the power of the vine in the branch. That's what produces fruit, and the fruit happens to the branch. The branch isn't even aware of it. So also with us, when that connection with Jesus Christ, when we are abiding in Him and He in us, the fruit happens. It's there. It's His power and it's His grace. The Apostle Paul talks about this. Remember in his word to the Galatians, he speaks first of all of the works of the flesh. And notice the change in words there. The works of the flesh. That which we do, that which flows out of, if you will, our humanity. The works of the flesh are, and he lists a whole long catalog of them, envy and strife and party spirit and hatred and lust and greed. But then the apostle says, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit which happens as that connection is there, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, goodness. There's a whole catalog of the fruit of the Spirit. That which comes because the life of the vine is in us. That which happens to us and through us, if you will, by the very power and life of Jesus Christ. And it shows. It shows in your relationships to one another. It shows in your relationships to family. It shows not only here on campus, but in the marketplace and on the playing field and wherever you might be, in the way you think of others, the way you speak of others, whether you're sensitive to their hurts and needs and in 101 other little ways that happen day by day. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the life of Christ in us. But you see, that's His power. And so my plea this morning is not just that you bear fruit, but above all, my plea this morning to each of you is that you recognize the terrible importance of the connection between the vine and the branch. That you stay faithful in making use of Word and Sacrament. That your devotional life grow. That you use that Word not simply as a tool, but as God's good message which speaks to your heart and to your spirit. And when that is done, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the connection between branch and vine remains firm. And there is life. Our Savior says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me, in Christ, and I in him, the life of Christ in us, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Amen.